First, I would like to welcome Deacon Adam Brasho, who in 3 weeks, right? In 3 weeks, he will ordain a priest for the Archdiocese of Denver. So we're very happy to have you with us. Today is Sunday, the third Sunday of Easter. It's traditionally known as Jubilate Deo Sunday, taken from the first words of the entrance antiphon. Cry out with joy to the Lord. So in a particular way, as we continue to celebrate Easter, the Church invites us to really try to connect with this joy. And so it is important to realize that when we talk about joy, the emphasis is not so much in what we're feeling right now, but in that joy with which we should cry out to God. So the invitation is to praise God with sincerity of heart, with honest joy. Now, what if, and this is a totally valid and actually very important question, what if I feel no joy at all? What if for me it's hard to connect with this idea? And this, which is a very possible scenario, because simply there are days in which we experience a lot of joy, but there are days in which we don't, this can actually help us to understand again and appreciate the beauty and the importance of the sacred liturgy, what we do here when we come to church. Because what we do here is not so much to express our own personal experience, but rather we're invited to be attuned to what God is doing in our lives. If you will, we're invited to connect with his own experience. And so when we cry out with joy to the Lord today, we do it because of Jesus' own joy. The joy that he experienced in experiencing the love of his Father. Things that we mysteriously hear today in the liturgy. For example, if we have this in mind as we think about the words of today's psalm, said by Jesus to his Father, it makes so much more sense. You brought me up from another world. That's a resurrection. I will praise you, for you have rescued me. And then the divine and human joy of Jesus in experiencing the praise of his saints because of his resurrection. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive honor and glory and blessing. The Lord Jesus rejoices because he can bring his victory and make it a reality for each one of us. He won the battle. That's what we celebrated at Easter. Now, as in any battle, and this makes sense, but it made sense even more years ago before social media and all of that, what happens when someone wins a battle, the first thing that should happen after that is that the news needs to travel and reach everyone. And when you hear the good news of that victory, then you receive the fruits of that victory, the peace, the freedom, the prosperity. Now, 2 weeks ago, we celebrated the resurrection. So we should ask ourselves, how much has that victory made an impact in our lives? How much of that peace of the resurrection transfigured in some way our lives? Or in a very simple way, are we today, are we better than a few weeks ago? And no matter what the answer is, today's gospel gives us hope. Because what we see in today's gospel, which is very beautiful, very rich, full of amazing details, but essentially what we see is Christ, the risen Christ, bringing his victory to each one of his friends with great love, with great kindness, with great reverence, we should say, with what gentleness he recreates the scene of the first call. He makes them think about how he called them before, but he is with them again. Jesus already did everything. Think about that. This is right after he gave his life for his friends. He had given his life. He died for them. He rose from the dead. And yet he continues to work. Because although that victory is real, he wants to bring that victory in a personal way to each of his friends just as they need it. We see this in a particularly wonderful way in the way in which Jesus healed Peter in today's gospel. Now, Peter already knew by now that Jesus was risen. This is the third time they saw. So Peter knew, and yet, isn't it interesting and important that for some reason was not enough? There were some real wounds that needed healing. And with great reverence, after eating, Jesus comes to Peter, just to Peter, and speaks to him personally. This was not just with the others. This was a personal encounter. Jesus knew that Peter needed something. Peter, in some way, knew that as well. And perhaps that's why we see Peter all over the place in today's gospel. He was super active. He jumped, he was swimming, he comes to the shore, then he goes back, brings the fish. Peter perhaps was uneasy because he knew that something was missing, but he didn't know what. Then Jesus initiates that wonderful dialogue of reconciliation in which he asked for three times if Peter loved him. The gospel tells us, rather incidentally, that at that point, in that place, there was a charcoal fire, and then we keep reading. But why that detail? The only other place in which John tells us that there was a charcoal fire was in that very place where Peter had denied Jesus for three times. And surely this meant something for Peter. He knew that at that point he could heal with love what he had damaged with fear. And at that point, with his heart truly open, being completely vulnerable, Peter, unlike anything else that we see before that in the gospel, Peter has no big promises, no long speeches, no big words. He just says with an open heart, "Lord, you know that I love you." And when we think about this, that was all that needed to happen. This is what changed Peter's life forever. To be able to say, meaning every single letter, these few words, "You know that I love you." And out of love, Peter, being imperfect and continuing to be imperfect, became our great and courageous shepherd. Out of love, then Peter was able to hear again those two words, which he had heard some 3 years before, but now embracing them completely. "Follow me." And Peter understood. Do not follow your idea of Jesus. Do not follow Jesus in those things that you really like, but not in those that you don't like. Do not follow just your good intentions, as noble as they might be, but follow me. And he understood that, and he did it. The victory of the resurrection also has to come to each one of us just as we need it. We know, obviously, we know about the resurrection. Has that already changed our lives, just as the Lord is expecting to see? Maybe there is something missing. And if there is something missing, Jesus will do what he needs to do, what he knows that we need. He actually is doing that right now. We need to be open. And so, if there is a wound in need of healing, if there is an offense in need of forgiveness, if there is an attachment to forego, a sin to renounce, a fear to overcome, now is the time. Healing, and we know this very well, healing is not always easy. But ultimately, it is always simple. For it always begins with those few words meant without reservation. "Lord, you know everything. And you know that I love you." This is why we can rejoice today, and this is why we can and must cry out with joy to God. For Jesus is rejoicing right now in bringing that victory, which is there and real and powerful, to each one of us, just as we need it. Hopefully, we will be truly open to what Christ, in his love and kindness, is doing in us today.